never really learned kale.
Oh, well, that one's like the next level.
Yeah, that's like eating little, I don't know, like little pinquill feathers or something.
I feel like you just threw down the gauntlet for me, though. I'm coming back with kale next time.
Now, I'll tell you, Jennifer does bake a kale in like an olive oil thing.
You just oil it and salt it and then bake it, and it becomes like a kale chip. But we have a gentleman in the office, Stan, and he just...
He grows kale.
Yeah, boy.
He's got it for days.
He grows kale.
So we eat kale all summer, and it's delicious. But, yeah, I think it just has to be, if you use it in a salad, it has to be wilted for a little while.
Yeah, and there's another technique with kale. If you soak it in just a little bit of salt water, it kind of breaks down that. I mean, depending on the variety of kale, there's a lot of different varieties as well.
Or butter.
Butter salts every, or bacon.
Or bacon.
Bacon grease.
Yeah.
I always keep a little bacon grease up above my little... You know, right in my kitchen.
Absolutely.
That's grandma style, man.
Oh, man. I know. Somebody's like, what is that? I was like, that's my bacon grease.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
No. Use it for everything.
No, I mean, that's Baby K's second ingredient. First would be butter, and second would be bacon grease. And they're always, you know, then you try to cook healthy for your family, and they're like, oh, it doesn't taste as good. Like,
and you can't use the healthy cooking if you're following Baby K, because she's as big as a toothpick.
I
so you
know,
can't
really?
Use that. Well, that's fat. That's bad for you. Baby Kay, she's fine.
She's
been eating it all her life. She's 90 pounds.
Portions. It's all in the portions, right?
It totally is. It totally is. I really don't like to cut corners on my recipes because it tastes better. And so I can eat a smaller amount if I really enjoyed it, as opposed to consuming mass quantities of something I didn't really enjoy.
Now, we jumped into this without really giving a backlog of your history. How did you get into food? Well, I mean, everyone's got to eat, but
I know
you've got a definite appreciation for it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always just gravitated towards food. Now, my mother, she would not say she is necessarily, well, she's not a gourmand. She's certainly dangerous, and she's got her standards. I think like a lot of home cooks, you know, you've got your kind of go-tos that are really established and you're really good at, but yeah, I've just got this creative mind that wanted to take food and do something different with it and be creative and be inventive. So I remember being in fifth grade and saying, okay, Mom, I'm going to make tandoori chicken. And she's like, you are going to do what? And what ingredients do we need? You know, it's just kind of a part of what really got me going and got me excited. So I've loved food for years and years, but then I started working around the restaurant industry and restaurant sales for a couple years. About 6-7 years ago. And I met a lot of chefs. And so that really, a couple of them took me under their wing and taught me some cool stuff. And I, you know, got to eat out at a lot of really cool restaurants, which just exposed me to new flavors and new combinations and new ingredients that I hadn't been familiar with. So that's been a really big conduit to launching all of this.
And Joni's just very creative in all kinds of ways. She's a one-man show.
Woman.
I'm a Jill of all trades.
Right. If you look on her blog and stuff, she does her own video work. She does her own recipes and photograph your own food, right?
Yep, yeah, exactly. So, and, you know, it's just like anything. The more you do it and the more you dive into it, the better you get at it. You know, I was looking at my food photos from even just a year ago and how much they've improved just because I've got more of an eye for it and more of a skill, you know. So whether that's cooking or photography or home improvement, what have you, you know, the more that you do something, the more you're familiar with it and the better you get at it. So it's a lot of fun. I have a blast.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing where it goes.
I know. I just keep showing up.
Thanks for bringing the salad. The salad featured those things that are now ripe, ready, and available in Arizona. The ingredients real quick.
We have, we've got some scallions and arugula and some pecans and plenty of citrus. That was the big kicker there as well. So, and all of the other ingredients, there's a bunch of little things in that salad dressing too.
And then throwing that little salad dressing together. Talk through the ingredients of that real quick.
Sure. We've got a little bit of honey, a little bit of Dijon mustard, just gives a little kick there. Soy sauce, lemon, orange, some grapeseed oil. And make sure to put in a good bit of little salt in there. Oh, and garlic as well. Garlic brings
garlic
it around.
And minced garlic and salt. You ground some pepper in there. And so that is Arizona's Ready Right Now salad.
This is February in a bowl.
And they can find it where?
JoniSimon.com, right at the header. It's Rosie on the House. You'll find that link. Click on through. It's got all the links to everything and all the recipes we talked about today.
The quiche, too?
Quiche, too.
Even the crust.
The butter crust.
The quiche is fantastic.
The butter crust.
Well, it's been a very special opening 7 o'clock. It's our one-year anniversary of the 7 o'clock hour. It's very special that we're here at the Capitol Building. It's very special that you brought all this food down here to let us enjoy. We appreciate you coming on air and sharing our audience with us.
Absolutely. My honor.
Well, we'll do it again, and we will have the kale contest.
Oh, we're going to do it.
I may be out that day.
You may be out that day. You haven't learned to like kale? It's just a funny texture.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is after having Joni on here and get by turned onto her website, we're going to have Katie back to do more tune-ups for our
working out and exercise.
Yes.
All right. That's the other side of it as well. We've got John Eisenhower here. He'll be joining us in the Outdoor Hour at 8 o'clock. We'll be talking about all the trees that are here on the Capitol Mall, as well as the state tree.
And he came down early to walk around because he's had a hand in helping plant a lot of these trees. So he was checking the status and growth and maturity of some of the trees that they've helped facilitate both personally and through the Arizona Community Tree Council. And it is a beautiful, beautiful courtyard.
It is. Then in the 9 o'clock hour, we've got state historian Dr. Jack August. Folks, this is one of the – I don't know that we're going to be able to take any calls. This is one of the people that when I sit down with and start talking to, that nobody takes a breath. I mean, his comprehension and what he carries in his head about the history of Arizona is unbelievable, only to be matched by architectural historian Don Ryden, who will be joining us. All three of us will be on air for 2 hours talking about the Capitol building, the significant events that occurred here, the architectural components and elements and points of interest both here and in other great historical buildings throughout Arizona.
You're going to talk about cost versus value then and now as well?
We're going to throw a little bit of cost versus value in there. That's the article that we've published in the Arizona Republic, so we're going to try and make a little segue tie into that.
It'd be interesting to compare some of those things.
Once I zing off on the history bunny trail, it's hard to bring me back. So it'll be your job to bring me back to the cost versus value report a couple times.
All right.
With Don Ryden and Dr. Jack August. So we'll be having a lot of fun. Listen, one of the things we like to have fun too is the Arizona Staycation. Only one place in the world to register for it. It's at rosieonthehouse.com, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We pick a winner every month. You get to pick where in Arizona you get to go. We decide. Or we arrange the lodging, provide for the fuel, and you get to pick the car of your choice at Sanderson. Can't beat it.
Keep Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state, by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.